Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner, the podcast where we delve into the latest news through a conservative lens. In each episode, Little Joe sifts through the top headlines and news articles, offering insightful commentary and analysis from a right-leaning perspective. Whether it's politics, culture, or current events, this show explores the issues that matter most to conservative listeners.
Get ready
to cut through the noise and get to the heart of what's really going on in the world today.
Let's get started.
Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
But what happens to that knowledge? Is it being disseminated down to those 16-year-old staff, right? Specifically, I think inclusive language is very important through my lens. That's what's interesting about our training, because Aaron and I both have different lenses that we're kind of attacking this training with, right? As a member of the LGBTQIA plus community, inclusive language is so important. So if you're saying line up boys and girls, like that we can't be doing that anymore in 2024, right? I think being okay with mistakes is another, right? Giving grace and understanding that somebody might be saying something just because of lack of education or lack of knowledge when it comes to a certain lens, and being okay with having that courageous conversation with them, which is sometimes hard for our younger leaders to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I think those courageous conversations are difficult at any age, really, unless you've practiced it. So I think that's the important piece. And then what do you, how do you recommend that folks learn more about inclusive leadership?
Well, I'm biased, but I would say attend our session at ACA. But also ACA in general, they have so many great resources, so many great trainings. I know that this year and last year too, I would say there were a lot of great trainings with a DEI focus, which is amazing. So I would definitely recommend that folks take advantage of those. And also all of the great networking opportunities that's available at ACA to be able to learn from so many different diverse voices and speakers and peers too. I think that's a really great and valuable.
All right, let me stop you right there. I can't listen to this crap anymore. You think that we're not suffering from mental illness in our society today? The YMCA can no longer use the terms boys and girls. It has to be all inclusive. Oh my God, what are we doing to ourselves? You know, all inclusive. Where is all inclusive getting us? It's dividing us in society because I would say the vast majority of us don't even care and don't even want to know what half the crap that they are trying to feed you even means. It's getting us nowhere. Okay, it's one thing to just be mean to somebody to be mean to somebody, and I would say that most of us are not like that. Most of us are not going to just be mean for the sake of being mean. But there's also another part of that, which is not about being mean, but it's about standing your ground and standing for what you believe in. I'm not going to use inclusive words when addressing boys and girls, because when I see boys and girls, I'm going to use the terms boys and girls because that is what they are. I don't care what their sexual preference is. I don't care what somebody has lied to them about and convinced them of. I don't care what's trendy. I don't care about any of that. If the YMCA cares about it, well, then I think parents need to take a hard look at where you're sending your kids. Your kids are going to go to the YMCA now, and they're going to have them using correct pronouns. They're not going to call girls girls and boys boys. They're going to call them she's and hers and he's. Give me a break. You know, stand for nothing or fall for anything. I personally am going to stand up against this until the day I die. Hopefully it'll go away long before that. But if not, till the day I die, I'm not going to sit here and call a boy a girl, and I'm not going to call a girl a boy. It's not happening. I'm not going to use a pronoun, which you don't even get your own pronouns. It's part of language. It's not, you don't get to own that. I'm not going to call you a her. Okay, she, her. Come here, she, her. Oh, what are your pronouns? I'm not sure if I can even say young man. What are your pronouns? They, he, or they. You're multiple people. You have a disorder, multiple personality disorder, possibly, maybe, slightly. Yeah, you're a little bit sick. Yeah, I bet you are. Society is just, what a letdown. Yeah, what a letdown from the direction that we were going in just a few short years ago. What a letdown. In the 80s and in the 90s, and everything is looking so good, and race relations have never been better, and we were just about to be in a colorless society where nobody cared what color you are or where you're from. No one cared who married who. You know, I mean, we were going in such a positive direction. Everybody was still praising the Lord. And now look where we're at. People don't even know what gender you are anymore just by looking at you. People don't know what to say to you anymore. The nuclear family's being destroyed. They're removing God from everything. What has happened to us as a nation? Where did we go wrong? I'm sure that we could pinpoint a few locations, but in general, it always leads back to, for me, is that people have less and less of a relationship with God. That's what it leads back to for me, because people want to do what they want to do and they don't want to be held accountable for their actions. So therefore, it's easier for them to not believe in something than to think that they're actually going to pay at some point for the rights and the wrongs that you have done in life. That's what I believe. I believe that people want the easy street. You know, they want, it's real convenient. You know, look at the Super Bowl, which was, I didn't watch it. I didn't watch football. I didn't watch a halftime show. I did see a bunch of stuff on Twitter and other places, you know, about the halftime show and them singing the what is the quote-unquote black national anthem now instead of the actual national anthem. And then there was the commercials, you know. And then the commercials, there was one where, and I haven't taken the time to really watch it just because from what I already saw, it's wrong in every level. Let me explain something to you about being a Christian, in case you have missed this somewhere in your teachings. This whole washing the feet of people. Jesus Christ washed the disciples' feet. And these were, let's be honest, the disciples. Okay, these were the main guys. These are the ones that after he left went and spread his word. And most of them died horrible deaths for him in spreading his word. Okay, these guys were tough. But as far as washing sinners' feet, washing people like a transgender or a gay person's feet to just show them that you still love them, that their sin is okay, it's not okay. And I don't know where you miss that. God does not bargain with you. God does not make deals with you. God is uninterested in what your opinion on those topics are. He has laid out his laws very carefully, and he has given it to you as straight as he can. And you are living in sin if you are living in any of those ways. And he is not going to bargain with you, and he's not going to change his mind, because then that means he would be a liar. And he's not a liar. So this whole foot washing crap commercial that was put on by some weak organization, some weak Christian organization that has a love and a lust for this world and has no interest in the supernatural beyond this, is garbage. The problem with Christians nowadays are is they want it easy. Everybody wants it so easy. You want to just get into heaven because you just want it to be easy. But you also want to live here because you love and lust this world around you. So you want to be able to live here comfortably, and then you want to still feel like you could still make it in the end. People have gotten away from God entirely because they want it easy. But now you have Christians that are even trying to make it easy on themselves. You know, it's hard to believe that at one time, you know, you would hear the teachings and you would hear Christians talk. And if you're new to all this, you're going to have that moment, especially if you go forward, where, you know, it's hard to wrap your mind around, you know, if a woman believes she has to dress a certain way. It's hard to wrap your mind around that. Your mind can't conceive that. You know, you have to dress a certain way to be a believer. But let me just tell you in the same sentence that once you learn and once you have figured it out, you'll understand that if you truly did believe, well, then you wouldn't dress the way other people dress. You wouldn't dress the way the world dresses. You stand out as a light for the Lord. But it's very convenient in society today, because society is self-serving, that you're going to put all these things aside. You're going to want it easy. Even Christians want it easy nowadays to think that they're going to get into heaven. Let me tell you something. If you read the Bible and you believe in it at all, the pathway to heaven is very narrow. And many people will not find it. And there are going to be millions of people who claim to be Christians that when you get to the to your judgment moment, God is going to tell you, turn away from me. I don't even know who you are. You're not one of his sheep. So whatever Christian people put on that piece of crap commercial, I can tell you right now, you people are the problem with Christianity today. Instead of standing in there and standing for what you believe in and standing your ground, you just want to bow down to the left and you just want to soften the blow. Again, I will say, if you are gay, if you are transgender, if you are a cheater, if you're doing anything that you know you're not supposed to be doing, anything that's against God's rules and laws, let me just say to you that you are living in sin. God is not bargaining with you. There is no discussion to be had, and just know that you are living in sin and you are wrong, and you will have to answer for that later in life or in death. Super Bowl. These are the reasons I stopped watching it, because if it's not the Super Bowl that's going to get overly political and you got to listen to the bull crap, okay, then it's the commercials. And I got to get preached to in a commercial by a bunch of fakes and phonies or get preached to by a bunch of leftist crazy people. No, I got much better things to do. I actually forgot, and I'm being 100% honest, I forgot it was Super Bowl Sunday because I don't watch anymore. Me and my wife went to Publix because we were picking up some food to cook at the house. And I'm walking through Publix, and when we were pulling into the parking lot, I said to her, I'm like, wow, Publix is busy today, man. Well, and I'm like, it's Sunday. And I'm like, oh, maybe a lot of people are barbecuing or doing something. I was thinking Valentine's Day is not until the middle of the week. Maybe people are just shopping ahead of time. I don't, who knows? And then when I got in the store, I saw all the balloons and everything. And then my wife's like, oh, yes, it's Super Bowl. I'm like, oh, God, it's Super Bowl. That's why. That's why it's so busy. Not that I cared, but that's why it was so busy. Super Bowl Sunday, listen to a bunch of fakes and phonies preach to you about crap, watch a bunch of ungrateful athletes that make tens of millions of dollars to play a sport and then say that they're underprivileged. They don't realize how entitled they really are. Say they're underprivileged and they got to take knees on the sideline to try to prove something to the world or get a message out because they think it's so important because they're so underprivileged being a multimillionaire. I got better things to do. Since I was at the grocery store, I might as well play this for you. This is just in case anybody was wondering, since Biden took office, overall costs are up by almost 18%, and I got a little bit of an audio here for you to listen to.
This is January 2021 to January 2024. Over just a few years, overall costs up 20% almost, food prices skyrocketing, energy, those everyday items that are not your choice.
Currently, right now, since overall we're up 18%, but food prices are up by 33.7%. Energy prices are up by 32.8%. Electricity is up by 27.1%. And shelter, which would be your housing of any form, is up by 18.7% in just a short 3 years. I mean, these numbers, who has at a minimum gotten over the course of the last 3 years at least a 33% raise to help you keep up with the cost of things? Because overall, the average is at 18%, but obviously some of the other numbers are much higher. And if you have already secured your housing, if you've been living somewhere for a long time, you're probably locked into whatever your mortgage rate is. You're not seeing a real big jump or increase in that because you have a steady mortgage, but you are definitely seeing it on all the other costs. So just alone to keep up with food costs and energy costs and everything else, have you gotten at least at a minimum a 30 or 35% raise over the course of the last 3 years? And I'm sure the answer for 99.999% of people is no, you did not get that much of a raise over the course of the past 3 years. So even if you are making more money than you were making 3 years ago, you're actually making less money because the cost of living is far outpacing what your the extra money you're bringing in is. And this is all thanks to bad policy and fools in the White House. All of us are suffering because of it. I mean, if you think your energy costs are bad now, see what happens when Biden stops all this natural gas from Texas and Florida. We had talked about this in a previous episode. that he's trying to stop all of the us from producing the natural gas anymore and exporting it mainly to our country, but also overseas, so he can hurt our local economies because we're doing so well. And obviously people that oppose him and people that send migrants up all over to the rest of the country to make sure that we're highlighting what Biden is doing wrong at the border, you know, he's got to punish them in some way or form. But if you think that your cost of energy is bad now, well, guess what? It's probably going to get worse if that all goes through. Liz Cheney sent out a tweet. Trump making some comments about NATO. She was less than pleased at what he had to say. Not that anybody cares what she has to say. You have a lot of Republicans defending what he did say. And the fact of the matter is, you know, NATO, should we be involved in NATO? I don't particularly think that we should. His comments were trying to bring light to the situation. Lindsey Graham said that he thinks he's trying to make a point and he's not worried about it at all. The comments that he's making, Senator Marco Rubio also said that the president, the U.S., that there's a law preventing the U.S. president from unilaterally withdrawing from NATO without consent from the Senate. And he said that he had zero concerns about Trump's comments and argued that they were being misinterpreted. Again, the left is trying to flare up and say and do anything they can to misinterpret Trump to make him out to be the bad guy, because we're in an election year. So anything that he says is going to be under scrutiny right now, and you should definitely understand that. One thing I can say about Liz Cheney and NATO, what Liz Cheney fails to say to anybody about anything, the majority of NATO members who failed to meet their 2% obligations with a 10-year timeline starting in 2014. So since 2014, you've only had 2% of the NATO countries that are even meeting their obligations. So 19 of the 30 NATO members have ignored the 2% obligation over the last 10 years. So why are we spending money with NATO? I think Trump's right in what he says, because we're using American taxpayer dollars to pick up the slack for countries with budgets that have surpluses in them and can afford to make these payments to NATO, but just choose why not to. But Liz Cheney, she's not American. She doesn't care about America. She's a rhino Republican. And she says that she, in her opinion, NATO is the most successful military alliance in history, and it is essential to deterring war and defending America's security. I disagree with that as well. You know what deters war is militaries. And when you see that you are the biggest military might on the planet, that's going to deter a war with us, because anybody would look at that and would come to the natural conclusion that they're going to get rocked. So they wouldn't want to start a fight or pick a fight with us, because we have the biggest, baddest military in the world. I think it's more important for us to put money into our military, that we have the best technology, the best weapons, the best trained soldiers, and we have the most of everything, so that anybody knows, man, if you go step up to the United States, it's probably, you better bring a lot, because they're gonna bring down the thunder on you. So I don't really care what Liz Cheney has to say, but I definitely think it was worth pointing out that, you know, naturally the rhino Republican is defending and she's on the side of the Democrats, because she doesn't like that Trump doesn't like us wasting money. All the Paris Accords, everything that the Democrats love, that we just keep feeding our tax dollars overseas to all these other countries and enriching them, Trump doesn't want to do that. He wants to back us out of all of that to save American tax dollars and spend them here in the United States for things like our military. And she's not with that, because, you know, she's a Democrat, even though she'd like you to believe that she is not. All right, and I got some audio for you that I think you'll find more entertaining, because I very much appreciated this when I heard this. So I'm going to play it for you, and then I'll have something to say as soon as it's done.
I take no pen. Give me that.
They're allowed to take our information.
I'm not talking to you. Don't talk to me. All right?
They're allowed to take our information.
Don't you take nothing. Don't you dare nothing.
We're allowed to give them information.
You better not. I'm going to tell you what. You better not give not near one of these kids a pen. They kids. Give him one.
I don't know about any of you, but if you can't hear what's going on there, and I really love that school principal, teacher, whatever she may be in there. There was a Planned Parenthood person. It's a lady. You can hear from the voice it's a lady, but you can't see her from the video. handing out pamphlets, it looked like, to middle school kids about abortions. And the first guy that you barely hear in the beginning is walking up as one of the kids had a pamphlet. It was a boy who had a pamphlet. She was handed it to boys and girls. He pulled the pamphlet out of his hand, said, give me that to the other little girl, took it away from him. And that's when she was saying she had the right to pass him out. And then all of a sudden you see from the distance, you see and hear the principal coming on down, and you heard what she had to say. And I very much appreciate people like that these days, because what is this lady doing handing out that stuff to kids that age anyways? Yeah, I don't care if you think you have the right to hand them out or not. These are middle school kids. They shouldn't be engaging in any type of sexual acts at that age, one way or the other. Okay? And you certainly shouldn't be telling them that they should go kill a baby if they were to actually get pregnant. But it's a funny thing that in the school district they're in, everybody in the video is black. And as I've always said, the reason Planned Parenthood, their original founding reason was genocide, to get rid of black people. And of course, they're handing out pamphlets to all black students. And it looks like a black area, at least from the video, because that's the name of the game. That's why Planned Parenthood is always in the low-income areas, is they're trying to attack it at the source. And even if they tell you today, because everybody found out that Margaret Sanger was a racist piece of trash that was trying to get rid of all black people, and they want to erase her from it, the mission obviously is still the same, because why are you handing that out? You don't see that video coming out from a white neighborhood. You see it coming out from a black neighborhood and a black school is from what it appears to be, and trying to get these kids into some type of Planned Parenthood in case they are having some type of sexual acts. But you got to love that lady. Yeah, those are the black women that I grew up with. They're a little heavy set, all full of attitude. They're there to take care of the kids. And like she said, go ahead, give her something. I dare you. It's like, go ahead, give her something, because you're going to have a bad day with that one. She's going to mess you up. So that brings you a little bit of laughter and happiness at the end. I know that there are still some people that are willing to fight for what's right in this world. And Planned Parenthood just ain't no good.
And that wraps up another episode of Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Thank you for tuning in and joining the conversation.
Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on all our latest episodes. And join us next time as we continue to explore the issues that shape our world. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.